Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. This is Paul White. Glad to have you with me today as we're journeying in the book of Ephesians, searching out what Paul would write to the church at Ephesus, particularly in the discussion of the whole armor of God and what it means to be in that armor. And what we're doing with that armor, what to do with that armor. We learned yesterday that we're not fighting a natural battle against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this age. And I told you, I don't think Paul's talking about demons and devils as much as he's talking about the powers and the principalities and the rulers of the darkness of a spiritual age in which the early church was very much trying to divorce themselves from. And that spiritual age, Jesus saw its fullness in the actions of the scribes and Pharisees who had kept people in this idea of religion. I heard someone recently talking about how the law wasn't really a source of bondage, and I couldn't help but think, well, you should reread Galatians, because Paul very much believed that you were one time entangled in a yoke of bondage, and now that you've met Jesus, you shouldn't go back and be entangled in it again. The reason why Paul said that is because there is a bondage in the law. There's a bondage in the darkness of the law. Paul would write to in the book of Colossians. In fact, let me go there real quick. I want to read this verse. Colossians chapter 1. Paul says in verse 13, "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, forgiveness of sins." Notice that you've already been taken out of the power of darkness and you've been taken into, transported into, the kingdom of His Son. We use this verse when we want to establish to people that you are already in the kingdom. But it might be worth saying that we should use this verse when we want to show that you, what kingdom you came out of. It's very much like the kingdom that Paul talks about in Ephesians 6:12, the one ruled by principalities and powers and darkness, and there were spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. The word hosts and the word places are not in the original Greek. So Paul is saying, against the rulers of this darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. And so I don't think he's talking about we're running around fighting demons all the time. I think he's talking about the battle that you're going to have is to stand against the schemings and the trickery of the devil, most often personified through the darkness of a spiritual age in which you are trying to be held back into a performance-based mentality where you are not righteous based upon faith, but you're righteous based upon your performance. In light of that, verse 13 will kick off, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand," and then we go into "stand therefore." Let's deal with 13 by itself. We'll put it together with 14 tomorrow. In light of the fact that you're not wrestling in the natural realm, but you're wrestling in the spirit realm, and you're able to stand against the trickery and schemery of the devil by the power of God's might, "Therefore, take up all of God's armor." He already told you to put all that armor on in verse 11. Now he says, "Take up all of that armor so that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." So you're all prepared by knowing who you are in Christ to stand. And as you put on the defensive techniques of resting in His finished work, you stand in the evil day. I think maybe some damage has been done to the context here, and I've said it too, and I don't know that it's contextually right. Instead of saying, be able to withstand in the evil days, he said it's the evil day because the enemy is only going to be able to bring an evil day against you, not evil days. I think it is more all-encompassing than that. That when we head into the day of evil, whatever that day is, not just on our calendar, but a time period, we're going to be able to stand, not by what we've done, but by what He has done. We'll talk more about the standing tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.